Hope you're having a great weekend. You are plugged into Long Island this morning along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. And this morning we have two guys here from the Ronald McDonald House, Matt Campo, who is the president of the Ronald McDonald House on Long Island, and Nick Croce, who is the Suffolk County Advisory Board member and donor, with us this morning. Guys, thanks for coming in. I know it's early on a Sunday morning, but great organization. We're going to talk all about it this morning. And
good morning. Thanks for having us, Ted.
Good morning. Our pleasure.
And you guys have an event coming up. We're going to talk about that as well. That's coming up on May 21st. It's a golf outing. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But first, let's start. Tell us a little bit about the Ronald McDonald House, how long you guys have been operating, and what you guys do here on Long Island.
Sure. So the Ronald McDonald House is a 32-year-old organization. We have a really simple mission to provide for families in the midst of a pediatric medical crisis. So all of our programs and our facilities are geared towards really helping families that either have children in the hospital or children being treated at the hospital. So we do that in New Hyde Park. We're next to Cohen Children's Medical Center at the LIJ campus, where we have a 42-bedroom facility. And here in Suffolk County, we're really excited that we have the Long Island's first Ronald McDonald Family Room at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. And we are in the process right now of planning our second family room at Stony Brook Children's. And our dream one day is to build a 25-bedroom house on that campus.
So, wow.
All the programs that we have really are just geared towards taking care of families, keeping them close so that they can focus on what's most important in a medical crisis, which is the health and well-being of their child.
And I guess it's going to take some time to get this built, but hopefully you guys will, you know, get the funding that's needed to get it done. I mean, it seems forever, right? I mean, the Islanders tried to get the Nassau Coliseum redone. That took forever, and now they're going to build a new arena in Belmont, and now they're talking about building another arena in Suffolk County, and, you know, shopping malls take a few years, but hopefully you guys will have this up and running soon, right?
I hope so. I mean, we're trying. About a year or so ago, actually, right? I think it was around March or April of last year is when we started the advisory board out in Stony Brook. My wife and I, Nikki Croce, same first name and same last name, organized an advisory board so we can raise awareness out here in Suffolk County and the Stony Brook area and raise funds.
Right.
To build a house and also support the family room that's there and the new family rooms that would be built in the new Children's Hospital at Stony Brook.
And that is obviously one of the most important things with running an organization like this is getting the proper funding. How are you guys funded?
Well, we're basically volunteers. We just have a group of about 14 or 16 on the advisory board. We're all volunteers. Most of us have full-time jobs. Some of the members are retirees. But we just volunteer our time, and we work very closely with Matt and his team at New Hyde Park House. They give us a lot of support, and we just try to organize events like the golf outing coming up on May 21st. Last year, we had our first annual dinner dance in November at Flower Fields in St. James, which is a great success. We raised over $90,000, I believe it was. Most of it, just about all of it went to fund the family room and the future house at Stony Brook. So we're volunteers.
The entire organization as a whole is fully funded by philanthropy. So 85 to 90% of the families that we serve, both here in Suffolk County and at our location in New Hyde Park, are local residents. And in addition to that, the funding for the organization really does come from the local community. So we really pride ourselves in being a local organization.
That's great. And you guys, I'd imagine, are always looking for donations and people that are willing to help and volunteer their time as well. And how would somebody that's listening right now go about, volunteering or offering, their services to you guys?
So there's many ways that you can get involved. And the first place I think I'd send people is to our website. It's rmhlongisland.org. Once again, that's rmhlongisland, all one word, .org. There's many tabs there where you can find out what's happening at the house. You can take a look at some of the events we have coming up here in Suffolk County. And you can also sign up there to register for volunteer opportunities. You can make donations there. So there's really a lot of information on our website.
Very cool. Plugged into Long Island this morning, talking with Matt Campo and Nick Croce from the Ronald McDonald House. So you guys, the main mission of the house is to offer comfort and shelter to families dealing with the pain of having a sick child in the hospital. What's the criteria? How do you qualify? How do you go about getting in?
Well, it's actually very simple. You just have to have a pediatric child in the hospital or being treated at the hospital. So we work closely with our medical partners, both at Stony Brook here in Suffolk and in Nassau as well, Cohen Children's Medical. And we are constantly in touch with the social workers there, and they send over a referral for the family, and we're able to house them for as long as they need.
And you guys have what's called the Ronald McDonald Family Room. Tell us a little bit about that and what you guys offer to families there.
Yeah, the family room is essentially a respite area on the pediatric ward in the existing Stony Brook hospital. It essentially has kitchen facilities and kind of a lounge area where people can just the families can go and just take a break. Large TV there, tables, and they can bathroom facilities, laundry facilities that they can use. They provide coffee and tea and things of that nature. And we also out in Suffolk County, we also have engaged with about 7 or 8 restaurants locally in the Stony Brook area to provide cooked meals for the families. My wife was sort of spearheaded that, and she was able to get donations from these restaurants, and they provide meals about every month, to the family room. And it's a great place for, people, just to get the family, just to get a break and take rest,
right.
So they don't have to stay in the room, the entire time with the child.
If you guys had to speak right now to the most urgent needs that you guys have, with the house, with the Ronald McDonald House, what would they be?
Certainly, those meals are really important to families, especially in the family room. While we have some restaurants now, or we're certainly looking for others, we can always use volunteers in that room. The volunteers are there for the entire time that the room is open, 7 days a week. So if people want to touch and feel our mission, they can come and they can volunteer in that space. We always need drivers. We have a volunteer-driven transportation program in Suffolk County. The hospital is a little bit isolated as it relates to the surrounding communities, so we're constantly using our fleet of vehicles to take patients to and from, whether it be medical appointments or to the pharmacy. So there's just so many ways of getting involved. And again, you can find a lot of those things on our website at rmhlongisland.org.
Excellent. The phone number here also is 516-775-LOVE, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Excellent. You guys are on social media as well, Facebook, Twitter. People can find videos there as well.
We are, yep.
Cool. You guys talked a little bit about the expansion plan, the family room renovation, the NICU family room. Talk a little bit more about that and tell us how that's going and where you see the next couple of years headed for the organization.
As Matt mentioned, the plan is to, first for the new Ronald McDonald House on Stony Brook property, the plan is to have about 25-bedroom facility constructed there on the property. Stony Brook Hospital has been tremendously supportive of doing this with us, so we're partnering with them. They're providing the land. They've made a sizable donation, or at least committed to a donation so far. So we're excited about that. And there's plans underway now to do a feasibility study to make sure that there is enough donation support out in Suffolk County for the house. So that'll take, this will take a few years. It's not going to happen overnight, obviously.
Right.
So we're just trying to, right now we're working on trying to understand what the donor population is, and how much, we can get from donations just to get commitment so we can get the house built.
Right.
And then the family rooms, the ongoing family room, we continue to look for donations to support that. And we will have two additional family rooms, one in the new Children's Hospital and in the NICU. So we will need continued donations to be able to support those family rooms as well.
And having a sick child or knowing families that go through this type of thing, having an organization like the Ronald McDonald House providing so much aid and comfort to families going through these rough times. Talk a little bit more about how it's affected you guys personally and the kind of rewarding opportunities you see in working with an organization like this and getting to meet all of these people.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about how I got, my wife and I got involved in this. We have a very good friend of ours who is actually a full-time employee, works for Matt Campo at the Ronald McDonald House in New Hyde Park that had years ago had a sick daughter who unfortunately didn't make it as a baby. And she volunteered after that incident. She volunteered at the Ronald McDonald House in New Hyde Park and then ultimately became a full-time employee there. She got us involved just by asking us to come over and take a look at the house, and we were invited to one of their year-end galas. I guess it was the end of 2017 or 16, I forget now. I guess it was about a year or so ago, a year and a half ago. And we were just blown away when my wife and I went there. We met Matt. Matt gave us a tour of the place, told us the story about what's going on there and what they're doing and how long they've been there. And Matt mentioned, hey, there's a need out in Suffolk County. We're trying to get a house built out there. So, well, we live about, 1.6 miles from Stony Brook University Hospital.
Right.
And, we know a lot of people in the area. We know a lot of people that will be willing to help us. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
A year and a half later, we got the advisory board going, and, we made some great progress. So, I mean, luckily, thank God, we haven't had a personal experience with a sick child in a hospital for a long period of time, but we know many people that have.
Right.
Friends, some family, and it's just a great cause, and we just, want to reach out and help.
One of the interesting things, I remember when a bunch of people from here at the radio station took a trip to the Ronald McDonald House, and when they came back and were raving about you guys. And I'm not just saying that now because we're on the air, and I remember our program director at BAB, Chris, came back. He said, do you know what they do there? And he was talking about it, and he was very very, very happy to see what was going on and what you guys were doing. And he thought it was a great organization. And he talked about that. Yeah, I remember.
The mission is just so – it's very simple, but we find that, families are just so grateful. They're grateful to be able to step out of that clinical environment. They're grateful to be able to get a meal, to get some rest, to get a hot shower. And the whole program, all of our programs, really are built around this concept of not having anything clinical. We call ourselves a home away from home because that's really what it is. You step out of the hospital environment and into an environment where we, as an organization, just want to take care of you.
rmhlongisland.org is the website, the Ronald McDonald House. We've got to talk about the big event that's coming up May 21st. It's the big golf outing, Baiting Hollow. Tell us all about it. How do you get involved? How do you get tickets?
Yeah, you can just get on the website that Mac mentioned earlier. There's a link there that you can just pop right onto the page for the golf outing in Baiting Hollow. It's a beautiful golf course. Great event, great, some opportunities to win prizes and things of that nature. There's a dinner, there's a lunch, and then there's a dinner that follows the golf. So it's going to be a great time. We have a lot of golfers coming out already.
And May 21st, that is the week before Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
And
that's a Monday.
And hopefully the weather, we should be in good shape by the end of May. So that'll definitely be a good thing. So people can get tickets. Big event. Is that the big event that you guys have for the year, or you do other things?
We'll be doing other things also. We currently are planning a 5K run walk on the Stony Brook University campus. So we got all the approvals already. We're set for that. That's going to be October.
That's in the fall.
In the fall. It's going to be in October. It'll also be on the website. And then we'll have our second annual dinner dance in November, early November as well.
Excellent.
So those are two other events that are coming up after the golf.
Sounds good. RMH, longisland.org is the website, correct?
That's correct,
yeah. And people can get tickets there for the golf outing on May 21st. Do you guys need volunteers that day as well?
We always need volunteers, absolutely. And again, you can link to us via that website or call us at 516-775-5683 so we can plug you in for something like that.
You know, it's interesting. There are so many different charities and organizations. We hear about every day. People are always asking for, different help and needs that they need. And talk a little bit more about what makes the Ronald McDonald House unique.
Yeah, let me take that one. Look, my wife and I have, like everyone else, been bombarded with, charities to donate and to volunteer. And we were actually, we're sort of on our way to retirement, hopefully fairly soon. So we're looking for things that we, to do and get engaged with so we can give back. And this particular organization really hit us really hard in terms of the passion and the loyalty that this group has. And I'm not just saying that because Matt's sitting here next to me, you know. No, honestly, you know, again, we have a good friend that works there, and she speaks so highly of it as well. And then we had just had to go and see for ourselves. And the whole staff and everybody that we saw that works there, all the volunteers, are really passionate about this mission. And then when you talk to the families that actually experienced the house or the family room out in Stony Brook, I mean, they're really, really passionate and so grateful about just the little things, being able to take a shower, being able to have a comfortable bed that they don't have to, you know, drive 3 hours to go back home since their child is, you know, is sick right next door. Those little things really hit home. And, you know, I did a lot of research on what charities that we can work with, and there are great charities out there. And give our time to. But I found that the Ronald McDonald House of Long Island is a premier charity. These guys really do some great work. They're very loyal. They're honest. They're, you know, really passionate. And it's just an organization that we just wanted to be part of.
What percentage of funds go directly in?
Yeah, so our ratio is about 80 cents on the dollar. It goes directly towards our programming, obviously. There's administrative and fundraising costs for any right. organization, but we really pride ourselves in keeping that program ratio high. We spend our donor dollars as wisely as we can, and we're a relatively lean organization. We have all of these programs in both counties, and our budget hovers around $3 million a year.
Wow, pretty good.
I can just add, because we had some real-life experience working with Matt and his staff, on our first annual dinner dance back in this last November. And boy, do they work hard in trying to keep costs down. I mean, they negotiate and they work and, you know, let's do it this way instead of that way because it'll save us, you know, a couple of dollars here, a couple of dollars, and it all adds up.
Makes a big difference,
It makes a big difference. And they really run it really, really lean so we can get the most money that we can through donations and go right to the cause, right?
Plugged into Long Island this morning, talking with the guys from the Ronald McDonald House, Matt Campo, who's the president, and Nick Croce, who is on the advisory board and a member and donor. Matt, how long have you been president? How'd you get involved with this whole thing?
So I became the organization's first director of development. Actually, my anniversary working for the organization is today, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. So you're celebrating with us.
So it's been 9 years for me, 7 as the organizational leader.
Very cool.
It's just been an honor and a privilege.
And what made you, how did it all come together?
You know, I was a sick kid growing up. I was in the hospital in and out from the age of probably 3 to about 9. I had a bunch of complications and you know, remember as a child really watching my family struggle. Both of my brothers as siblings, my parents. We didn't have a Ronald McDonald House back then, or either if we did, we didn't know about it.
Right.
So this is something that's really near and dear to my heart. And as Nick was saying earlier, you know, no one comes to the Ronald McDonald House to work there for the money. We're all just so engaged in the passion and what it is that we're doing. The mission is really what drives us every day. And the beauty of it is I get to go to the house or to the family room every day, and I get to see it. You know, we're oftentimes out there really working, asking for donations, asking folks for help. But when you go back to the house or go back to the family room and see the families that you're helping, it makes it all worth it in the end.
And for somebody listening this morning, they would be able to take a tour of the house as well, right?
We would encourage Absolutely. Anybody listening, give us a call. Let us know that you heard us on the station and schedule a tour, because I always tell everyone, once you come into the house or the family room and see what it is that we do, it all falls in line. It all makes sense.
And the phone number to do that, 516-775-LOVE, 516-775-LOVE. And you guys are in New Hyde Park, and that would be where in New Hyde Park are you guys located, just for somebody that's...
We are at the campus, the LIJ campus, next to Cohen Children's Medical Center. And again, we also have the family room at Stony Brook Children's. We'll give tours of either of those facilities at any time. Yeah.
Both places. For the future, looking ahead, I mean, you guys are looking to expand. What would be the ultimate goal to have to set up, I guess, a few of these houses across the island?
Our goal right now is really to push that 25-bedroom house that would serve Stony Brook Children's Hospital. The need is tremendous. In Nassau County, we have 44,000 square feet, 42 bedrooms, and we serve about 1,100 families a year. At our one family room at Stony Brook Children's Hospital, that's about 1,000 square feet. It's not very big, but the right. program is right there. Location is key. We're serving 3,500 families a year there. So
wow.
The need is tremendous here in Suffolk.
And once again, the golf outing is going to be happening Baiting Hollow, May 21st. And you still have plenty of room for people that want to come golf?
We have plenty of room. We have plenty of room. And for, you know, maybe significant others or spouses that don't golf that want to also join, you know, their significant other or spouse, we'll have some other little events during the day at the club, or maybe at a nearby winery or something like that we're trying to organize. So we should probably have plenty for anybody that wants to come that doesn't golf to do during the day. And, of course, then there's dinner that follows.
That wouldn't hurt, spending a few hours at the winery, having a good time, right? Yeah. And for people that want to get tickets, they go to the website as well, rmhlongisland.org. is the website. Final few minutes here, guys. Just talk once again about how rewarding it is to work for an organization like this and to be a part of something this special.
Well, again, from my standpoint, I think this is it's very, very rewarding for my wife and I. We don't have a whole lot of time because we're still working full time, but we're putting in as much time as we can, and every minute that, you know, we meet with Matt and his team or the advisory board, or we go out and we talk to businesses about donating. You know what? No one says no. Everybody wants to help. And it's amazing to me because this is the first time I really was part of a charity organization, you know, requesting donations and support and getting the word out. And everybody wants to help. I talk at, you know, civic associations or chamber of commerce meetings, things of that. And then I have people coming up to me after the meeting, or, you know, a week later, give me a call or sending me an email saying, how can I help? I want to be part of this. So it's really amazing to me that people are opening up like, oh, I didn't know we didn't have a Ronald McDonald House, you know, in the area, in Suffolk County. What can we do to get it going? This is, you know, that's not right. We need to have something
right
like this, you know.
And it's great to see the outpouring and the amount of people and humanity and that are willing to help. You know, a lot of times people are willing to help, you know, when you have like a tragedy, when you have like a September 11th happen, or, you know, a Hurricane Sandy hit, you know. But to know that there are people out there that are willing to help all the time, even if it's not right in their face, in the forefront, to know that there are people struggling and not, you know, and then there are other people that are willing to help that are not taking things for granted, maybe have healthy children and have great lives and are willing to give back as you guys do and have. It's got to be really tremendous to you guys to see that outpouring.
Many, many people have come up to us, especially at the dinner dance, the first, you know, event that we had out here in Suffolk County. Many, many people have come to me after that saying, when is your next event and how can I help? What can I do? So there's a big need out there. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people that have gone through the pain and suffering of a sick child in a hospital. And they've come to me and said, boy, I wish we had something like this, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago when we went through something like this, so we'd like to help. So that's, I think, the most rewarding part for me is that we're actually, untapping sort of a need out here in Suffolk County and you know, sort of have providing a channel for people to actually help to get this accomplished.
I think the response will be tremendous, as I'm sure you guys know it already has been, and, you know, hopefully we just continue to grow.
We've just begun. We had, you know, one event. We were creating a lot of awareness. You know, people are starting to get energized, but there's a long way to go. So we need a lot more support. We need a lot more help, you know, donations, people volunteering. And, you know, every little bit helps, you know.
Right.
We need a lot more because we just started the journey out here.
Right. One last time for people that want to get tickets for the golf outing, May 21st, Baiting Hollow, or learn more about the organization, or maybe just take a tour of Ronald McDonald House. Give out all the good information for people.
Yep. Our website is www.rmhlongisland.org. Once again, rmhlongisland.org.
All right. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And good luck with the event. And come on back and tell us about all the good stuff. And hopefully when you continue to expand and you've got more going on, we'll chat again.
You bet.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Matt Campo, the president of the Ronald McDonald House, and Nick Croce, one of the Suffolk County Advisory Board members and donors to the Ronald McDonald House, with us this morning, plugged into Long Island, talking about the great organization, all the great work that they do. And, of course, their big outing is going to be happening, golf outing, that is, May 21st in Baiting Hollow. And if you want tickets for that or just to get more information about the Ronald McDonald House, you can go to rmhlongisland.org. That's rmhlongisland.org. And you can also call them 516-775-LOVE. That's 516-775-LOVE. You can even stop by for a tour in New Hyde Park. Once again, 516-775-LOVE. My thanks to them coming in this morning, being plugged in to Long Island. My name is Ted Lindner. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.